Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Hey, namaste, beloveds, and welcome to Soul Mirrors. My heart is just so grateful to be here with you right now. I am back, guys, and forgive me for that opening. It has been an incredible moment with technology this week. Have we all been noticing that or what? So I'm not surprised that that came in tonight as we're talking about healing everything. And the gift of that, the gift of being able to heal everything, means that you have arrived at a moment of mastery. Because healing is a sacred union that we enter into between our divine presence and this beautiful body of form. True healing is the opportunity to, at one point in our lives, say to ourselves, I am worth it. I do deserve. I am ready. And I am here. That is the healing moment. And as I share that with all of you, I'm feeling all of your hearts this evening, and I'm feeling this gathering of this incredible community coming forward. And so I want you to take in a deep breath right now and hold that energy, because we're saying hi to people all over the world right now. We are so glad you are with us. I want to give a big shout out over at YouTube. And I really, hold on one second, guys. We have got an issue. Okay, there we are. There we are. I think that will take care of that issue. Forgive me again. Fascinating energy. So in this moment right now, I'm giving a shout out over there at YouTube. Hey guys, we are so glad you're here at Official Sri and Kira, and over at Oneness Talk Radio, over at bbsradio.com. Hey guys, we're so happy to be with you as well. Over, of course, at Oneness Talk Radio, all of the affiliates that are carrying us, Facebook, social media, thank you for saying yes and being the mirror in this moment right now. So as we breathe that in, I also want to remind you of the phone lines. They are filling up, and that's what we were hearing. So there's a couple of lines left over here at 517-208-1500 if you want to get in the queue. And of course, over at BBS, where you have our 800 line, 888-627-6008. And remember that my amazing guest this evening, our special co-host, is none other than Dr. Elizabeth Yarnell, who is beyond amazing. I met her while I was doing another event with Dr. Tranquility. It was amazing, and it was love at first sight, and her journey is going to blow your mind away and is the inspiration of part of why I'm sharing my journey tonight with you. So let's bring our hands to our heart right now, and let's really relax into the knowing, the absolute knowing, that in this moment, right now, you are healing. And I want you to really call that in. Really call that in. Now, as you call that in, one of the things that's always important to note or notice is whether or not you are actually in the energy of saying yes to you. So I want you to hear that. As I'm sharing with you right now that we are in this moment of healing, what are you experiencing? What are you feeling? And where are you feeling it? I'm feeling a lot of heart energy around a lot of you this evening, really a lot of tightness around the heart. And this is a moment in September that we are up-leveling in that is so profound that the healing energy is compressing along with everything else. And this was why I'm smiling at when I met Dr. Elizabeth Yarnell and invited her to come on this show. And the energy that happens to be this very week was no accident. So I want to begin this evening by reminding you of that. So I quickly want to show you the September up-level calendar. So here it is. I'm sharing it with you right now. And as you can see, we are right here on the 15th, right in this breath of this illuminated new moon up-level event, and that we are in a month of profound shift where the energy, as gifted by Archangel Zadkiel, is right up there at the top. It is a moment to free your mind now and invite yourself to fly, to soar. And that soaring is actually igniting 2 days from now. You see that? On the 17th, when we have that illuminated new moon, that is also the only up-level event for this month. And so this is a moment of unification. This is a moment of remembrance. This is a moment of healing outside of the linear experience. And this is why I created this graphic for this evening, as you guys can see here. And if you're on our e-card list, you already saw it. And it is that you see this fifth dimensional energy right here, this violet energy, and this beautiful healing crystalline unification, and all of this beautiful rainbow energy, all of these other elemental energies coming in, and we're all saying yes together. It's a moment of transcending the limitation, of actually noticing what you're noticing about the energy of healing and the energy of wholeness, and how that is resonating in your life experience, and how that is coming forward right now. And this week is so profound. This moment that is building up to this illuminated new moon event, that when we ignite it, and this happened last night, and I do want to give a shout out to all of you. My God, we had hundreds of you there last night together as we were walking through that soul sourcing opening that is going to culminate next Monday. So we're really in this beautiful cycle together of going beyond mind, of inviting in this beautiful unified field of healing light that we are, through releasing the rest of the doubt, releasing the rest of that anger, that regret, all of those energies that would stop you, and to get nakedly, authentically honest enough with yourself that you're really looking in that mirror right now. And as you do, you're letting go of whatever the payoff is for whatever illness, whatever illusion, whatever experience of that which is less than radiant vitality, and being radically honest about whether or not you sincerely want to master the blessing of this body rather than allow it to master you. Now, I want you to breathe that in. And wow, did I just feel this here in a lot of you, a lot of throat and a lot of high heart. Yeah, so much so. Let's take in a breath. And maybe that breath is also because of what I'm getting ready to share with you right now. But over the past couple weeks, and I've had, and I want to thank all of you, those of you that have known me, have been with Sri and I, many of you for many, many, many years, your family to us. Whether you've known us a month, whether you've known us 18 years that we've been in public service, what we can share is that for those of you that have been with us ever since the two death experiences that were projected toward us last year, thank you. But you've also witnessed why those events happened and the miracles that have transcended since then. And as many of you may know or may not know, this week, for me personally, is also very profound because this Sunday, this coming Sunday, September 20th, which I think is fascinating that we'll actually be live on the air for Sri Akiran Live on that day, I'm going to be celebrating for me those 18 years of public service that brought me to my 60th year, which will begin on Sunday, September 20th. And the reason I'm sharing that with you is that in all of the experience that Sri and I have had, this was outside of where we began. When we began, I wasn't on the planet right now, and neither was Sri. And we've already gone beyond that window so far that that's what happened this past year, was it was yet another opportunity for that to happen. And what has taken place over this year has been nothing short of miraculous, mind-blowing, for us as well as all of you. And for whatever reason, it had to be very, very public. You have been holding that presence and witnessing. And as I'm sharing this with you, I am literally spinning in the energy of our collective field right now. And you see where I'm sitting right here. This is that bridge, that multidimensional window that we're all in and that we are all supported and being held in right now, right? That's that wholeness. So I want to show you a picture because so many of you have written me. So many of you have asked me, what are you doing? What can I do this? What is happening? Oh my God, you know, wow. I wanted to celebrate with you that one of the gifts that I knew I had to claim was that if I was going to continue on this journey, and I really didn't have to, and I really wasn't sure I wanted to, that if I was going to continue, that I knew I needed to be filled with vitality, that there needed to be nothing left other than the channels of divine inspiration, and that I had to walk again. I had to be able to use my legs again. I had to release whatever lupus thing they told me I was dying from, and that was the only way this could happen. And I was making that commitment to myself, yet I hadn't really done the work. And what I mean by that is I really thought I was doing the work. I ate healthier than probably 99% of the planet, grew a lot of my own food, you know, all of the, everything that was happening. Yet the one thing I had not done was I had not claimed the absolute essence, the soul-sourced presence of the who that I am in this moment of this life experience. And that stepping into that meant a lot of things were going to shift. And so I kept resisting it. And my body helped me because I was so far gone that I wound up needing not one, but two knee surgeries. The recuperation was not as expected. Lots of complications, the inability to walk for almost 5 years. Sri and I were wondering how we were going to be living in the Andes Mountain with somebody who needed to be in a wheelchair. I mean, it was that bad. And we didn't share a lot of that publicly during that year, but it was about right when Sri had his near death, and as you all know, lost almost all of his intestines, that in combination with about 60 days later being told that I had had a repeat of metastasis in my body of the cancer. And this one doctor basically told me it was going to be over by Christmas last year. So that all clicked and said, okay, so I've been given the blessing of staying on the planet this long, right? I'm going to be 60 in 2 years because it was right near my 59th birthday when this was all happening. And if I'm going to really be here, and I've been blessed to land at Tosa Blue Mountain, and I do believe this land not only has saved my life, meaning in form, it has revealed the greater reason I even took birth. And I know that that's not for the me that's speaking. I know that that's a collective energy that we're all opening right now. So I want to show you a picture, and here it is. This was when we were building the Temescal. Are you ready? So as you're all gasping, those of you that know me now, right now, as you're seeing me even on the screen right now. So this is me roughly 15 months ago. This was when we were building the Temescal. As you can see, I was looking at the Temescal. The one thing that's very noticeable about this photo, other than the obvious shift in what I look like, is my shoes. You'll notice I was wearing Z-coil shoes because that was all I could wear. And I was still recuperating from the second knee surgery. And I was feeling very old. I was feeling very tired. And I was feeling very frustrated because no matter what I did, my body wouldn't let go of what I felt was too much weight to be comfortable. My feet hurt so bad that I thought my toes were like rocks. I mean, I kid you not, rocks. It was so horrible that I would have to literally take hours sitting in bed because I physically could not walk due to the pain. And no matter what I did, it didn't matter. Nothing got me through it. Until Master Lady Kira Ra showed up. And I also knew I had this trip to Bhutan coming. And I was not going to let anything stop me from going to Bhutan. And so it was knowing I was going to Bhutan, and it was Master Lady Kira Ross showing up, that I finally got really serious about what that would look like. And it didn't become a situation of letting go of anything. It became a situation of embracing everything. And finally saying to my body, I love you as you are. You are beautiful as you are. Because remember, those of you that have read Sacred Union, The Journey Home, what was the very first thing Sri ever did? He rejected my physical form. And so here I was in that 18th year with him, having to go through the exact same experience, only I was doing it to myself. And so as I was going through that, and my husband was becoming thinner and thinner and thinner from the ischemia, you know, problem that he had had, I don't want the word to seem out of bounds, but let's just say I was so sad that my body was so sad that I finally listened to my body. And I didn't know how sad my body was, how much it missed working out. I had been for years, I mean, three of my five husbands were professional athletes. I mean, I know how to work out. And so I was very, my body was sad. It missed that. And I couldn't do that because I had finally, on my spin bike is when I finally crashed my knees. And so it was ways of starting to interject that movement back in. It was ways of loving my body. And it was letting go of the need to be inflamed. And I want you to really hear that because this really ties into my amazing co-host who's here this evening. What I got really clear on, and for me, the book that saved my life was No Grain, No Pain. And I have been grain free since about you saw that photo. And I will share that from someone who, the inflammation was so bad that when my doctor, my surgeon who was going to do my knee surgery, I will never forget the first time he ever looked at my knee and he winced. And that was not a good feeling. And to realize that all that inflammation had manifested into a physical experience, remind me, right? It manifested from a deep sadness within that I had never fully healed, that I had never fully acknowledged. And so all that inflammation, my body took on and said, oh, I get it. You're hurting. You're still sad. Okay, let's be hurt and sad. And the more that I really was able to fall back in love with my physical form, the more my physical form started loving me back. And within the first 15 days, what many people would say would be sudden allergies, never, can't go near gluten again. Never had that happen in my life, right? Can't go near any form of gluten. Of course, I am 100% grain free. Beans can only be sprouted or I can't go near them. Lots and lots of beautiful, wonderful Wayusa tea from the Amazon that we're so blessed to get here. You know, literally our beloved Edwin brings it from the Amazon to his beautiful mother, who is an indigenous grandmother, who cures it for us, who then gives it to us and will not let us pay them for it. I mean, it's like crazy medicine. So I have to attribute a lot to that as well for keeping that inflammation out of my body. And of course, I don't eat any form of meat or dairy or anything like that. But what's happened is that my body has shown me through what could be interpreted into density as allergies. And it, like, I can't eat anything coconut. If I do, I almost need an EpiPen to show me this is stuff that isn't good for you. And that the only way I can pay attention is by having the experience. And so the more that I have had those experiences throughout this year, the more that I have been blessed to come to the point where I now, if I am not on the treadmill at least an hour a day, then I make sure I at least craving that much motility. And that's every day, every single day. I'm in the pool with my husband at least 3 to 5 days a week as well, on top of all of that. I now run up our mountain and know that had I not gone through this year of transformation, I would have never gone up there. Remember that that inflammation, that experience kept me. I lived on this property for 3 years before I could walk up. And now we have gone into this huge discovery of the crystalline temple. Had I not said yes to really owning this transformation and really saying no to that, if it has sugar in it, it doesn't go in my body, period. And so that type of thing. And really being able to know that all of that has the outcome of everything that's happening, that's the reason I'm sharing with you this evening. Because we are in an incredible, unique, divine moment on this planet where we are able to soul source. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's not too late to know what I'm talking about. Go to shriankara.com and join us. And so what we opened, this soul sourcing energy, the energy of September this week. And remember, I want to show you one more thing right here. Remember that right now, the energy flow of September is the anchor of the first column or pillar of the profound shift of 2020. These are the energy flows I put out for 2020 back at the end of last year. And what you see is that January and February, go back to January and February, look at where you were, look at what was happening in your life. That's anchoring in this month. What were your dreams? What were your dreams for 2020? Go back and look at them because this is the month you can anchor them and really affect that profound shift. So breathe that in. How exciting is that? And we are in that moment in that month where the energy is cycling that profoundly. So what an amazing healing opportunity. So that brings me to our amazing co-host. And as I'm just gushing about her, and you're going to know why the minute you meet her in just a moment, what I really want you to know is that when I had the absolute honor of being on a show with her, what I really enjoyed is the sincerity, the love, and the presence. And I think you guys know me well enough to know that what is the formula? You want a miracle formula? It's sincerity plus love equals presence and miracles. And Dr. Elizabeth Yarnell is the walking epitome of that. Imagine being 30 years old and being told that you have multiple sclerosis. That's it. You have MS. Here's your death sentence, right? Here's all the ways you're going to handle this. Here's what you can expect. This is what's going to happen. And then similar to Sri and I own, you know, okay, you've just been handed a 6-month metastasis sentence or you've been handed this or whatever. Rather than saying, okay, I own that. I'm going to own the experience of that, which is fine. Many people do that to achieve their ascended state. The other choice is to actually say yes to the ascended state of consciousness and embody that to say, I choose to master through this. And so I would love to bring in our beloved co-host this evening, Dr. Elizabeth Yarnell, because you get to witness the radiant beauty of what saying, I'm going to walk through this looks like. And so welcome, my love. I am so happy to see you again.
Well, Kara, I'm so, so happy to be here. You are so profound, and I just love everything that you just talked about. So everything just really resonated very much with me, and I hope it did with the rest of the listeners, too.
Well, how kind, and thank you for sharing that. You know, it's, I think I felt safe enough to share all that because you were here with me. Because, you know, I have not done that, you know, but, you know, as you saw in that photo, about 15 months ago, I was roughly a size 14, 16, couldn't walk without Z-coils, and today I'm a size 6. And, you know, that's not me saying I'm trying to do that. That's my body saying, here's what you need to be to do what you do, and saying yes to that. And so I want to know the backstory of how a 30-year-old, right, gets this death sentence put on top of her and says, you know what? Not for me. I need the backstory. So tell me the backstory. Wait, I'm getting my tea. Tell me the backstory. I have to hear it.
You know, it's funny because my entire decade of my 20s before this happened, I didn't really give a second thought to health or to healthy eating or anything like that. I was, you know, a girl on the go. I was just really busy and living my life and burning the candle, enjoying things and skipping meals and eating a lot of fast food and restaurants and really the staple foods in my apartment for the decade of my 20s were Crystal Light, Diet Coke, and gummy bears.
Oh, I love it.
So that night when I went to sleep, 2 weeks before my 30th birthday, and I awoke the next morning blind in my right eye, was a huge turning point for me, and quite shocking, really. I really didn't know what to do with it. All of the doctors and all of the experts that I consulted, and I flew around the country seeing experts, all basically told me the same thing, that 80% of MS patients are in a wheelchair within 10 years of diagnosis. And there's nothing that I personally could do to change the course of my disease. I could try one of these very toxic disease-modifying therapies, which were all injectable at the time. But none of them had an efficacy rate of over 30% anyway. They were closer to 20%. So really, it was like, is it even worth it to do these things? And I did try some of the drugs for on and off for the first 5 years until my body told me it didn't want it anymore. And the way it did that, Kira, very similar in many ways to what you're describing. And it just takes you listening. All over my body for 3 years straight. A good day was 30 hives, a bad day was 300 hives, and all the doctors, nobody could tell me what was going on. I went to the allergist at the hospital. They did all these pinpricks on my back for 250 foods, and it came back and it said I was only not reactive. Oh, there goes, sorry, my dog just pulled down my light.
You know, we could see your dog. We're big dog lovers.
Oh, good. I'm going to pick her up because she's...
God, no.
Okay, hang on a sec. Come here, puppy.
No worries. I was wanting to see her. I heard her. Let's see how cute this angel is.
She's super cute, but very needy.
Aren't they all? Okay, what's her name?
Her name is Kylie Rue.
Kylie Rue. Oh, no. Oh, mwah, mwah. Do we not love Kylie Rue? Oh, I'm kissing. Too okay. Cute.
Settle down now. Okay. Maybe she'll stop crying in the background.
She just wants her mommy.
She does. She's a mama's girl for sure. Yeah.
Tell us the 250 and all the things on the pricks on the back.
Yeah. So it came back only 19 foods didn't cause me to hive. And really what the doctor said was, you know, this is just ridiculous. What it's saying is that you are dermographic. You are hiving to pressure on just a touch on your skin. It doesn't really matter what it is. So he was like, just ignore these results. And I'm like, that's fine, because I don't know how I'm going to live on 19 foods. Although I have to say it did include chocolate and wine. So I wasn't that unhappy with it.
No, I think you have the essentials covered.
But it didn't cure the problem. And the hives just kept getting worse. And some days I could not leave the house because they were all over my face and just distorting everything. And then what finally happened was that when I was taking the injectable drug, which was a subcutaneous injection, kind of like insulin, literally I would start to have convulsions before the needle even came out of my body.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, you know, my body is telling me it does not want this. And the convulsions would last like 45 minutes every time. And I would call the drug manufacturer and they'd be like, well, we've never heard of that happening. We never heard the hives, never heard the convulsion. It must not be from our drug. I'm like, yeah, the needle is in my belly and I'm convulsing.
Do you see where my hands are? The whole time you're talking, I'm like in so much pain. I'm trying to breathe. It's like you have body memory of this when you talk about it. And I'm like, I kid you not, right here. I'm like, yep. Oh my God.
That's exactly the spot.
Oh, that's where it is. Tell me, girl, I got it. Wow. Yeah. Wow, honey. Wow.
Yeah. So I had already been exploring dietary changes before that. Although all of my doctors, of course, tell me doesn't matter what you eat, doesn't matter at all, because they don't believe that food is related to health.
Of course not.
Blows my mind.
We could spend a whole show and a half on that, right? Yeah, I know.
We could. So
I grow my own.
I love that. I have to tell you, all of my gardens really failed this year, although I did get tomatoes and I'm hoping for potatoes.
Get down here.
You have a much longer growing season. We've already had snow.
Yeah.
So that was when I really decided, you know what, I am not going to take these drugs anymore. And really that was definitely a turning point when I stopped taking the drugs and really started taking it very seriously. My diet, my environment, practicing a lot of what I talk about now, eliminating processed foods, focusing on whole foods. And then I had another major shift too. In around 2008, when I discovered this food sensitivity testing called the mediator release test. Mm-hmm. And I discovered it because my son, my firstborn, he was sick from the minute he came out. He had terrible, terrible stomach pains. He couldn't sleep through the night. 6 years old, he was still waking up every 45 minutes, screaming in pain. He would vomit like 20 times a week. He had terrible constipation 2 weeks at a time sometimes. He had fallen off the height and weight charts at 6 years old. And then finally, I took him to a naturopath, and she said, I really think this sounds like food sensitivities.
Really?
And I said, well, you know, he doesn't get hives or anaphylaxis. And she says, well, those are food allergies. Food sensitivities cause inflammation. And I thought, I'm willing to try anything. And we did the test on him, and one third of the foods that were tested came back reactive for him. Mm-hmm. The things he loved the most that we thought were so super healthy, like broccoli and lemon and garlic, all these things that we were so proud of him for being such a good eater of. Once we changed his diet according to those test results, it was amazing. He stopped wetting the bed almost immediately. He started sleeping through the night at 6 and a half, the first time started sleeping through the night. In 2 months, he gained 15 pounds and grew 2.5 inches. So it was like his body was just waiting to be uninflamed, waiting to start absorbing the nutrients and be able to flourish and grow. He stopped getting into trouble at school. He'd always been a really dark and moody child because he was in so much pain all the time and sleep deprived and everything else. I remember one day, a couple months after we changed his diet, and I walked by his room and I heard him singing to himself. And I just started crying. I was just like, he's never been happy enough to sing to himself. And now look how much better he feels.
So I have to jump in and say, so is this what inspired you to do what you do now? So, I mean, obviously you have so many beautiful things. So talk to me about how you brought this all together, because you really have done such a beautiful job with this. And so how did you bring it all together?
So that's when I first started wondering, or started really thinking about how I could use this test to help other people who are having chronic issues that they couldn't figure out. I mean, we had gone to GI clinics at Children's Hospital. We had gotten his DNA mapped. We had had abdominal x-rays. We had tried everything. And the only conclusion I'd come to at the end of that journey was that he wasn't deficient in Miralax. Mm. So, that we found this food sensitivity testing and that we were starting to recognize that foods were causing all of these problems for him, this inflammation, was such a turning point. And that's when I went directly to the company and I became a certified therapist in the food sensitivity testing. And when I was going through that training, that's when I realized that food sensitivities are governed by the same subset of white blood cells that autoimmunity is, the T cells, which are really prominent in multiple sclerosis. And that's when I realized that we could apply this information, this knowledge to other people who are suffering from inflammation or autoimmunity and help them change their diet accordingly. Not everyone has such a direct line to source like you do to tell them what they should do. And it can be really confusing and hard to do. Yeah. So this test comes in really handy. It's very accurate. It's hard science. And it tells us exactly what you should and shouldn't be eating. So
how do people find out more about this? Where should they go?
So you can find out everything on my website at elizabethyarnell.com. But I would be happy to offer all of your listeners a free naturopathic health assessment. And you can get there at my website on the contact page and go ahead and schedule it. Or you can go to bit.ly/EY assessment.
Cool. Well, guys, really take advantage of that because someone like this beautiful woman is so unique. And I just, my heart is so big around you because your presence is such a blessing on the planet. And, you know, sometimes we go through these dark nights of the soul and then we think there can't be another one. And then there's another one. And then it's this beautiful synthesis that comes together and inspires us. So I just love you for modeling that so much.
Well, I have to say, this has been such a rewarding path that my life has taken that has been able from the depths of this terrible diagnosis and this uncertainty has come the true passion and my calling and what I really believe in for my life to make a difference in this world. So it has been the greatest gift.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And how about, we've got some people that have been holding. So let's see, and we're gonna bring in some beautiful beings here. So I'm just gonna go right over, it looks like to Mercerville, New Jersey, and I'm gonna say, hello, namaste, welcome.
Hello.
Hey, sweetheart, welcome.
Can you hear me?
I can, just fine.
Good, good. I'd love to have a mini soul reading.
Well, I'd be happy to offer one to you, and thank you for asking. So why don't we bring a hand to our heart and go ahead, and I'm gonna just put you on mute because there's a back noise. There we are. And so as we bring our hands to our heart, what I'm feeling around you right now is this this combination of so many things. There's optimism wrapped around skepticism, wrapped around hope, wrapped around nope. You know, it's like, you know, we're in this dark light game on moment. And it's like all wrapping around you. And yet there is this beautiful, I want to call it like a still cocoon that's just rimmed around you right now in this beautiful crystalline light and this soft voice that just keeps saying, when you really let go of all of the chatter, you will feel what you are looking for again. And they're saying, put your hands on your heart and relax your breath. Invite in that which you have been calling out for and receive that gift as it goes through that all. And so I want you to just really breathe that in and just kind of relax that out. And I want to thank you for calling in, my love. I'm very, by the way, getting a lot of third eye, lots of movement. And so breathe up and smile. Let it come forward. Thank you, my love. Many blessings. Well, you know, Elizabeth, how are you feeling? Did you feel that I'm like, whoa.
I did. I'm participating in every time you're sending out energy and looking for it. I'm right there.
I feel you. It's probably why I'm like, whoa, this is great. So let's jump over to BBS. We've got a couple of people calling and we have Corey from Northern California. Hey, Corey from Northern California. Welcome in, honey. Hi, BBS. Let's try that.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hey, namaste. Welcome.
Hi, hopefully the connection's okay. You can hear me now?
You sound fabulous.
Excellent. Well, I just want to thank you both for your beautiful, heartfelt stories of upliftment and just really being able to move through all those energies and to exemplify that to all of our guests. And it's just really amazing because it's tangible evidence of that you can make it and you can get through these things. And it's just a matter of having the knowledge and learning and paying attention to your own body. And it's so needed at this time. So I'm just so grateful today and enjoying both of you. And I would love a mini soul reading if I could.
Well, sweetheart, you know it's my honor. And before I do, can I ask you, are you near the fires? How are you? How is your area?
They're okay. A lot of the places that I work and people that I know are okay, but there a lot of them are threatened, and it's been really smoky, and it really takes me back to one of the installments. I don't remember which one. It might have been The Lost, because of these scenes when they talk about how our atmosphere is diminishing and you're very thin, and how we just need to learn how to move our prana in different ways and to really just really focus and just really be grateful for when our air is clean, and that a lot of people don't have clean air. And that's been a noticing for me, and especially when we were in Southeast Asia and just saw how all the pollution and just that the fact that when we do have fresh air, it's just amazing, and to really be grateful. We're okay with the fires.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because I feel compelled to ask, because it's so, the whole planet, right? And I'm asking because it's like Gaia is speaking to you tonight, Angel. Like when I connect with your voice, there's this huge, first it looks like an ocean around you, like this cosmic ocean, but then around it is like this beautiful ring of, it just feels to me like this green, like the greenest grass you've ever seen, you know? And so it's not a beach. It's like, it goes right to this green grass and then this beautiful rim of creation. And they're saying, rise up through the ocean and come into the creation, for your time is now and your wisdom is rich. And that you are still resisting this divine inspiration. It's like you get the inspiration and then you keep closing it down. And then you get the inspiration and you keep closing it down. And they're saying a bellows is needed when you want to flame the fire. And when you want to release the fire, stand tall. Are you fanning the fire or are you releasing it? And so I want you to really breathe that in. Yeah. And my eyes, I feel like there's wind coming through my eyes right to you right now. And it's not just for you. You are, because I am. Are we not all? And so let's really say yes, right? Look at the graphic tonight. There you are, Corey. Right? It's as easy. Isn't it as easy as bringing our hands together and saying yes? Just saying yes. Thank you. I am alive. Therefore, I am. I am a master, or I would not be here. And I remember. Therefore, I can do more. When we remember, then we are responsible. Right? We really get to forgive them. They know not what they do. Move through all the isms and become that which we already are, without any apologies or hesitancy or doubt. Breathe that one in and bring it really, and you know where I get it when you breathe it in? I'm feeling it really big in your third. It goes into your heart, but it goes right into your third and then it bounces back up. There's that bellows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, I feel this. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Wow. No, thank you. Thank you for all of us. And I want to say, Elizabeth, what are you feeling? Well, we have beautiful Corey here with us.
Well, you know, when you were opening the show today, all that kept really appearing for me in my mind and my heart was, let's send out healing for our country, for the fires that are raging, for the divisions that are raging, for all of these inflammations that are happening in our world right now. And let's bring that into our healing circle.
Wow. So Corey, thank you for calling that in for all of us. And I'm just going to kind of sit here and work with this energy that we're creating, and let's just pull it all together and say, yes, we are. And together we are better. And thank you for being.
Yes, we are. Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
Bye, honey. Bye. Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetheart. How are you? How's your heart, Elizabeth?
You know, I feel the warmth. I do. I very much feel it.
Yeah. My heart. Like, I'm really, and what's interesting is I'm feeling physical heart, and I'm also feeling high heart, which, you know, in the September Ascendant Numerology, all about the high heart. And I want to go back to a moment. Something my beloved Sri Ramka always says when he's teaching invasive medical intuition is that, we really become the gift of our own healing. Our healing happens when we let go of the ownership and we kind of float through it. Or for example, it's like if someone like myself, when I had the metastasis, right? And he was like, no, you don't have metastasis. Just in the moment, you're kind of cancering, it's like you're moving through an energy. And so it gives the left brain an opportunity to have a justification to get, it's like, okay, I'm the left brain. I need to hear that. But then it gives our creativity an opportunity to inspire. And I remember when it's really kind of a fascinating experience. We were in Guatemala when I had to have kind of an emergency hysterectomy. And what was so fascinating was for any woman having a premature hysterectomy is a very profound moment. And yet what Sri helped me understand was that we can transcend into our crystalline nature. And so before I even went in and had the surgery, I really felt this energy, kind of how we you cut off a frog leg and they see the leg in the aura or whatever, the leaf thing. And I'm sharing that with you because in many ways, do we not, when we transcend the label, when we transcend the, even though I kept telling myself I was transcending it, I really, so much so I wrote a book on how to walk through lupus. I was really lupusing for a while. And yet there is that moment where we really actually do transcend the label rather than always have it kind of nagging. Did you notice that with the MS? Did you ever, even though you were moving through it, it was way in the back, that the lupus would do that to me. It would be way in the back. And especially if you started having the skin flares or anything like that. So I'm just curious how you walked through that.
I chose to say, to accept the diagnosis of multiple sclerosis, but to use it as a motivation and as something that would keep me on track and not define me as a disability or a weakness.
And so it was a motivation.
Right. In some ways, I kind of think of it as a superpower because
I love that.
It keeps me, reminds me what I'm supposed to do and what are the consequences if I don't.
And I will admit, I will give a shout out to my husband. He was my bad influence. But about a week ago, I really ate something I should not have eaten, something I haven't eaten in over a year. And while it tasted good, and I might think it had digested, I woke up the next morning to a swollen knee and a sore throat and butterfly rash I kid you not, the cheat was equivalent to like this much food. And you want to talk about instant knowing of our vibration. See, this is where I think vibration comes in. The vibration I'm carrying cannot tolerate, this had sugar in it, cannot tolerate refined sugar. I cannot do it. Now, are you open? We have a caller over at BBS with a medical question. So let's hear what they have to say. Let's hear from Angie from Los Angeles on line 2. Namaste. Welcome, beloved angel.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. So, we love you.
First, I love you. But okay, so I just been out of work and I logged in maybe 10 minutes ago and I heard you talking about inflammation. I've been dealing with this horrible cystic acne. I'm 37. It started when I was 27, but it's progressively gotten worse. And I feel like exactly whenever I eat something within the hour, I'll get a pimple. But now the pimples are becoming itchy and they're just like too much. And then on top of that, I have eczema, but that's getting worse too. So now where I'm getting it on my hands, I'm getting these bumps and it's really scaly. My hair was falling. So I'm taking these tests and I'm figuring out that I need to cut out a bunch of things like coffee and blueberries and like normal things. But I mean, what else can I do? Cause I'm in LA, I'm going to a bunch of doctors and nobody knows what to tell me. It's so frustrating.
Well, you called in on the right night. Number one, look at that. And number two, you better get to Elizabeth's website. And I'm turning this over to Elizabeth because you got through. You know what a miracle it is to get through on this show. You got through for a reason. So Elizabeth, I'm turning this over to you.
Well, I'm so excited that you called in today because you're absolutely right that the cystic acne and all the inflammation that you're talking about in your body, the eczema, that's all related to inflammation. And that's probably all being triggered by things that you're either eating or putting on your skin or being exposed to in your regular life. So that is what I really focus on, is let's do the detective work and let's figure it out. So be careful of anybody who tells you to kind of do something because it worked for somebody else. I call that really shooting arrows in the dark. Oh, you know what? Cut out blueberries because somebody else did, and you know what? It worked for them. Well, it might work for you, might not. Shooting arrows in the dark, you know, maybe, but you could be barking up a wrong tree and still be suffering months from now. So I really believe in doing whatever we can to make it easier to figure out what the right path is. And so I do combine scientific testing of your blood and your urine with customized dietary design. And I help you through every step of the way so that you can stop feeling confused and conflicted by all these different opinions and really just follow what the science says. And we approach it in a very holistic way. So we look at the whole body all together. But let me tell you, when things are coming out your skin, it's a sign that you're highly toxic and that your body's looking for any way it can to expel these things. And
you know, so remember, that's your biggest organ of elimination, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Just like me with the hives. You missed that story. Sorry.
Well, so Angel, here's what I want to share with you, because we're going to run out of time, is that sincerely, and the other thing I want to share with you is, pay attention to your consciousness. You wouldn't be calling in on this show unless you're carrying a higher frequency. The gift of working with someone who understands that assists the two to come together. Because when I see the largest organ of elimination and your body saying to you, hey, let's get better together, it means that your higher self is also ready to say yes, which means that rapid, quick, what I'm modeling to you right now, it really does come together. So thank you for being our final caller today and bringing that to all of us. I love you for doing that. And thank you for saying yes to yourself, honey. Many blessings.
And Angie, if you missed the website to come to, please check into elizabethyarnell.com and just go to the contact link and shoot me an email and I will get you set up so we can chat.
Woohoo. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. And I do want to remind all of you that remember this Thursday night, this very Thursday, is the up level. And guess what? You guys already know, those of you that are regulars know, and if you're not a regular, pay attention. Jez Juntunun always offers the new moon ceremony. And this month, it's also an up level. This is, of course, on donation any way you like. So you can just go to her website. This is this Thursday, the 17th at 8 p.m. Eastern. And it's just selfascensionstudios.com. And if you go right there, you'll see it. And I really encourage you to be there because she does an amazing job. And this new moon is also the up level for September. And we have about 30 seconds left. So I just want to say thank you. I love you so much. Thank you for being here tonight. Everyone go to elizabethyarnell.com and give me 10 seconds of a closing yummy.
Oh, Kira, this has been such a joy to mingle our energies again. And I want everyone just to take this in mind that it's really all about inflammation and health is about inflammation. So let's tackle the inflammation and get rid of that that's holding you back from everything, from your dreams, from feeling better, from enjoying your life.
Oh, I love that. And you know, I really do want to remind all of us that when we are inflamed, our emotions are also inflamed. Our consciousness becomes inflamed by that which is saying stop. We become aware of ourselves in ways that become very burdensome, because our body slows down, our pain controls us. And when we say yes to our ascended heart, and when we say yes to the divine within, we begin to release the inner inflammation. We become sensitive and aware of the external information. And we move forward and say, I will take care of this temple so that I may lead the way. And so breathe in and know, beloved master, it is your time and you are ready. And it is an honor. And I thank you for being Elizabeth, thank you for being with us. I love you. And to all of you, feel my heart and soul around you. Hey, you're invited to my birthday party this Sunday, noon Pacific time, Sri and Kira live at all the same stations. I hope to see you then. Namaste. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. May your heart in all ways know the master you are.